This is important. Seasons are always temporary. Everything has a season. Crisis is not a permanent condition. And crisis is a human description. It's just a season. And the key to life is outlasting the season. The key to life is outlasting the season. If you can stay warm long enough, summer will come. In other words, the season for you to leave the job you are on has come. Why? There's a better one up ahead. He got to prepare you for that. So he got to close out one chapter to open a bigger chapter. Get ready for something big, 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 bigger than what you had.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you?
Seasons of crisis. Everybody say it with me. Overcoming seasons of crisis.
That no one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that.
Life has taught me that you will grow through what you go through. Life has taught me for every level, there's another devil. Life has taught me the depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you? And hear me, everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on. I need you to recycle your pain. I want you to recycle your pain. Now, many of you, when you get this water bottle, you might be thinking this is the first time that this is the very first time this particular plastic was formed. And we don't know, this could have come from anywhere, right? So you gotta do me a huge favor, because what you're gonna discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, so many distractions. There are gonna be so many people that are haters, so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. And when people ask me, E.T., like for real, E, I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful, but E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is, I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today. To survive today. When they kicked me out of school, I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I got to get through this one day. For those of you who didn't meet my mom last year, me and my mom been through a lot. My mom and I have gone months and almost years of not talking to each other, but every single day I kept telling myself, one day I'll have a great relationship with my mom. One day. Well, I didn't grow up with my biological father. He wasn't in my life until I was 30 years old. But I told myself, today, your father is not in your life, but one day. And so every single day when I wake up homeless, one day. Every single day when I woke up in that abandoned building, one day. One day is going to be E.T.'s day, but that day can't come if I give up today. So every single day when I woke up, I kept telling myself, today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you? I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain.
Sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.